Okay, so we are starting a very schwer Indian. I will just say that this Indian that we talked about yesterday, that they said that our bris was severed with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Should really we say in the shot in the not in the Shemdenachemta, Sivezegret Krisus, Nasan Hashem didn't give us a get. Hashem never divorced us. Our relationship with Hashem is eternal. We do say there is we do say a zemer by a bris. Yom Le'abasha. Let's see if it's in the Siddur. So in the Zemer Yom Le'abasha, there's a line, Vishuv Kaddish Lanu Sheinis, something like that, which would seem to be mashma that kind of we would need to enter into a bris again with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. So that would be a little bit of a stira to what's mashma in terms of that. Vashem Kaddish Baruch Hu do give us again. I think the answer is that it's they're both true. On the one hand, here it says. V'shuv sheinis l'kadsha v'al toisif l'garsha. It sounds like, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, come back to us. But the answer is very simple, is that it's like a couple, it's kind of like being, you're not living in the same house, but they're still married because they have potential to get back together. In other words, to say, they're still married and we're still married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent us away temporarily to repair the damage, but the relationship is still 100% Kayim, and that's why we never broke the bris with Hashem at all. And that was the message of the last riddle. According to the Gra, the next riddle, now if you have the Sfarim, you'll see that the bir of the Gra and the next riddle is very, very long. It's a lot longer than all the other ones. So it's pretty involved and pretty complicated. It also is on a whole different topic than what we've been talking about till now. So till now we've been talking about our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the eternality of Klal Yisrael, the fact that Hashem is going to be with us forever. Now we're going to start talking about something else. We're going to talk about different nisyonos people have in life. That means that the philosophy of the Yevanim, of the Sfarim Be'etuna, is at its core different than our philosophy, and the way that we're going to grow is different than the way they're going to think that they're growing. And it's a different type of argument that they're having here. Okay? It's about how to utilize and take advantage of life. So, what is the riddle? What was the riddle? Bani lan besa ba'avira da'alma. So they say, can you build us a house in midair, ba'avira da'alma? Midair means it's between the heavens and the earth. Earth is here, heaven is there. We want you to pin a home, build a house in midair. Omar Shem, he said, he used the name of Hashem, and Tola ben Rekia la'ara, and he hung himself between Rekia, between the sky, la'ara, and the earth. So he managed to pin himself and balance himself in that spot that they requested. You build us a home there. Amar Lahu, Asikuli Livni Vitina. Okay, I need the materials. Bring me bricks and mortar. Mehasam, from down where you are, down on earth, bring me the materials. Amri, so they said, Umi Ika de Matzila Sukiasam. We can't bring it up there. Omar, so he said back, Miika de Matzilimivni Basib and Shmailara. So how do you expect to build it up here? Okay, again, they asked him, build a home for us between the Rakia and the between land and earth. He says, okay, and he says the Shema Hashem, and he's pinned up there, and he says, fine, but to do that, roll me up some materials. Some brick and mortar. They say, and we can't get it up there. So he says, so what do you want for my life? I can't build this house either. So what's going on? So the girl here discusses the concept for all of you who were with us during Nefesh HaChaim, way back when. I don't know if it was, this is way back. Shar Aleph of Nefesh HaChaim. Okay? So Nefesh HaChaim teaches us about three parts to the neshama, three parts to the person. He calls it Naran, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama. Nefesh symbolizes all those parts of the person that are the Nefesh Bahamis, the physicality of the person, the nefesh of the person, the blood of the person, the nefesh, the physicality of the person, the drives of the person, all that's in the nefesh. The neshama is clearly the spiritual part. Animals have a nefesh, malachim have a neshama. Neshama is clearly the physical part that Kadosh Baruch Hu imbues into a yid. He gives him a neshama, and that goes into the guf. So there's a nefesh and neshama. The ruach is what pulls the nefesh up. The ruach is the part that it's a little more refined, but it's not quite spiritual. It's not the physical desires of the person, but it could be described as the senses of the person, which have a tinge of physicality to them. It's speech, is ruach mala, is the ruach. It's how a person expresses their rotzen in a more delicate form, right? We say to a child, we say, use your words. Why do you have to punch it? Why, if you want something, don't punch your brother for it. Use your words. It's a little more of a delicate form of expression. It's the ruach. Okay, the Reb Chaim Volozhiner, if you remember correctly, if you all remember, he gave a mashal for this. He said that if you are a glass blower, so you have the glass, and the glass is completely outside the glass blower, and he has this material, and he's got to blow into it to shape it with a tube. The air he's blowing is inside him. But what? How do you get from what's inside him into the glass? You have to use a tube. So the tube means that the air left the person but hasn't gotten into the kli yet. So he says that's the ruach. The ruach is the tube, right? The nefesh is the guf, is the everything physical. The neshama is the air of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, man de nafach, me delay nafach. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's ruach. Kadosh Baruch Hu's the neshama is from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And when he blows it into the person, that's the kerach of ruach. Tefillah is a connection. So it's a connection to above. This is the Gra says. Now, the Gra, that was Nefesh HaChaim said that, and the Gra introduces the concept here as well. But the Gra here, and he says a lot. I'm going a little out of order. See, I'm not learning inside yet. We'll learn from the Sefer maybe next time. We're just giving some of the background. So the Gra here is also Mechadesh, a very, very interesting Chiddush, which I don't think I remember in the Nefesh HaChaim so clearly. Obviously, a person has Nisyonos from the Nefesh. Clearly, right? The nefesh is what drives a person. And the one of the great struggles of life is overcoming the drives of the nefesh, right? Now, how do you do that? You have to uplift it a little bit with the ruach. You have to make it a little bit more, you have to make it a little more refined. You have to work and elevate slowly to the darga that it becomes a little more elevated. So now you're a little bit more of a refined person and eventually gets up to the ruach and neshama. But the Gra says that there are averus of the ruach as well. And the taivas of the ruach are very difficult to conquer. And the taivas of the ruach are the more refined taivas of a person. The taivas of the ruach are kavod, wealth, honor, stature, being important, the dominating things, the power, the ruach, are those types of a person that are a little more refined, a little bit more delicate. And the girl says, if a person is going upwards, if a person goes and takes their nishan, their nefesh, and they can work on their nefesh to make it a little more ruachdik, that's okay. But a person could do the opposite and ruin the ruach. A person could take the ruach and make it and use the physicality to develop the taivas of the ruach. It's not that they're using the ruach to develop the taivas of the nefesh. They're using the nefesh to develop and sustain the ruach. So a person is not, you know, I'll be a little more delicate, a little more uplifted when he eats. The opposite. I got to eat this food because now I'm a chashav guy, right? So there's two ways to do it. The Gra says this was the difference between Kayin and Hevel. They were both Kayin. What was his problem? He brought Mino Adama. He didn't want to bring everything. He brought bad stuff. Why? Because he's going to bring the leftovers. I'm hungry. So he had the Nisayan of the Nefesh. When he had the Nisayan of the Nefesh, he couldn't handle it anymore. He didn't bring the Karbanis. Hevel, Hevi Gamhum, he brought from the nice part. But in the end, Hevel got killed. And in the end, it says, you know, the Hevel and Kain were in a fight. To whom does the world belong? And they both argued that it belongs to me. Kain said, well, the earth belongs to me. And Hevel said, well, the sky, the air belongs to me. Oh, well, if the air belongs to me, then you can't breathe it. Well, if the land belongs to me, you can't stand on it. And they were fighting. Says the Gra that this was the two nisyonos. Kayin represents the nisyon of the nefesh, represents the yetzer hara of the very grub, very, very gufdika yetzer haras. So Kayin represents the taivis, the guf, the nefesh. And he was Ishadah, he didn't want to bring nice karbanas. But Hevel brought nice karbanas, Michal Bayan. Why? Because he was a ruach guy. He needed the covet. He needed to express his covet. Well, I'm a chashav guy. Not that I wanted to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu this way. I want to use my money to express my chashivas. So he brought a chashav karban, but that wasn't a great avoida either, because his chashav karban was to show that he's better than his brother, right? So both Kain and Hevel were chayte. And the truth is, if anyone's learning Daf Yomi, so they bring down here in Daf Yomi, 2 days ago, we learned about Nakdimon Ben Gurion. And Nakdimon Ben Gurion, it says that his daughter, he was the wealthiest person in Yerushalayim, and his daughter at one point started looking, someone found her that she was looking for kernels of barley amongst the waste of the animals. And they asked her, Biti, what happened to your father's wealth? And she said he lost it because he didn't give tzedakah. So the Gemara asks, he did give tzedakah. So the Gemara says two tirutzim. One tirutz is that my deboil meved loyavad, he could have done more. The other tirutz is my davad lechvoido davad, he did it for himself. And the Marsha says, you see from here an unbelievable yisoid, that even if someone gives tzedakah and they're doing it, they're giving the tzedakah, they're helping that name, but if they're doing it for themselves, they're doing it for their own covet, it's a mitzvah bal ba'avera. That's what he says. And he says this goes for people that publicly buy things in the shul, kibudim, and they think that they're helping the shul. In reality, they're just doing it for their own covet. And that's what happens in our generation. He goes on and on over there. Daf Samach Zayin of Ksuvis. How publicly using the tzedakah as a means of getting covet is an avera. And the mitzvah that comes along with it is the mitzvah baba avera. And that's the taiva of the nefesh versus the ruach versus the nefesh. So these are the two elements. As we have a lot more ramazim to discuss about nefesh and ruach, very fundamental stuff. And then the hard part, we got to put it back into this gemara. about building the palace. So let's see what happens. Okay. Kolta Raboisai. I know I gave out some of this farm. We still have some more. So we'll try to work on that. Kolta.
Good night.
Good night.